Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Mike. You can go to UnitedWaySela.org to make that contribution. A little bit pressed for time. Quickly to David Hammer, WWL TV investigative reporter. David, I got to tell you, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're a local guy. Your thoughts on this, because I've been saying all morning long as a local, you know, 9/11 was one thing, different terrorist attacks are different things, but when it happens in a city that you're familiar with and when you know the area and the lay of the land, et cetera, it does hit you differently, doesn't it?
It does, Tommy. You hit it right on the head, because the first thing you think about is, oh, my God, I could have been there. Very, very easily. That could have been me. That could have been my loved ones. And of course, my heart goes out to everybody whose loved ones were there and were affected by this, or who were killed by this attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar. It's just devastating to think about how random it is and how defenseless we end up being in these types of situations.
I was glued to Channel 4 yesterday because you and Katie Moore, I know Katie Moore has some, I won't go into it, but some law enforcement resources. I know you have a lot of sources that you were working yesterday. Tell me what some of the things you came up with, you and Katie, if you will, please.
Yeah, I mean, part of the issue with this type of situation is that it's extremely fluid and you're getting tips all the time. You're working your sources and they're trying to figure out what's going on in real time. And the difficulty in reporting this in real time, as we did all day yesterday, wall-to-wall coverage all day, is that you have to sift through the wheat from the chaff. You know, you have to figure out what's accurate, and we don't want to cause any kind of unnecessary panic. But throughout the day yesterday, they were detonating devices along Bourbon Street. They were looking in different places around the quarter and sweeping the Superdome. And it was this uncertainty of whether we could be safe anywhere in the city. And of course, then the Mandeville Airbnb, the Airbnb in St. Rock on Mandeville Street was another point of confusion for a long time yesterday. So we were really trying to get to the heart of it. And Katie was able to establish that there were, potential IEDs that were located in different places. There was one at Cafe Du Monde that may have been among the two that were confirmed to be IEDs. And that's the thing. We're still trying to establish clearly where the confirmed IEDs were and where there were suspicious devices or packages that just turned out to not be IEDs. What we do know and can definitely say now at this point is that there was a fire that was reported at the Airbnb that this man rented in St. Rock that was called in and dispatched to the New Orleans Fire Department 2 hours after Shamsuddin Jabbar drove that truck down Bourbon Street and killed all of those people and injured dozens. That is what we're trying to get more information on now, is how was that fire set, and would it potentially implicate additional people? And the FBI has said that they are continuing to look at the possibility of accomplices, but they don't have any specifics on that at this point. So that's really where we're going to be focused today, on trying to get more details nailed down on that. I spent a long time yesterday also looking into Shamsuddin Jabbar's history, and spoke to people who knew him and had spent a lot of time with him in around 2010 when they were in the military together and doing a training, and said that he was a really smart, great guy. And they're shocked to see how this could be their friend that they knew well, you know, 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, and had kept up with on Facebook and never saw any kind of signs of radicalization. And we're learning that he had major financial problems. He went through a divorce that was finalized in September 2024, just a few months ago, and was facing foreclosure on his house. And then President Biden said last night that he had posted social media video saying that he wanted to kill. And so NOLA.com is reporting that he was looking to move to New Orleans, and that that might be part of a motive for coming here. So these are all things that we're continuing to follow, and we're going to work on very hard today to get hard facts on.
Couple of things. The house on Mandeville Street, you said?
Yes.
That he did stay there, and for that to catch on fire, that has to be, it would be one hell of a coincidence, right? I mean, if that was
right.
Not part
well,
of it.
I don't think that there's any coincidence. The question that I'm still trying to figure out is whether that was an IED that were, you know, a explosion, mm-hmm. or if it was something that was set fire, a slower, you know, incendiary situation. And if we can get that nailed down, that would tell us a lot more about whether this was an attempt to from somebody who was associated with him, or if this was something where an explosion was set to go off there. So that's the question.
And as far as the explosions, these were not, I'm trying to figure out if it was ice chests that they thought contained incendiary devices that they blew up just in case, or there were actual incendiary or explosive devices in IEDs?
They confirmed to the FBI, confirmed two IEDs. That's confirmed. The question is, you know, exactly where the one, because there were a series of explosions that were, or detonations, I should say, that were done by the bomb squad. Up and down Bourbon Street. There were four of them, I believe, during the course of the day yesterday. And then there was another at Cafe Du Monde. So the question is, which ones were confirmed to be IEDs? So we've got to get that squared away as well today.
David, which agencies are involved in this, just to be clear?
This is led by the FBI out of New Orleans at this point. And then we also have ATF. We have the local New Orleans police, we have state police, Troop NOLA, and then the governor activated 100 military police from the Louisiana National Guard. So this is all hands on deck. This is every agency that's available that's connected to this kind of investigation. And then you have Harris County in Texas.
I wanted to get to that, too. Tell me the latest on that, if you would, please, the Houston connection.
Right. So that is the last known address where there's a compound that has a large building and then a series of clusters of trailers on it that is in Houston. And the FBI and Harris County Sheriff's Office were there with armored vehicles. They said that the condition of the area is safe for neighbors and everything, but that was the last known address for Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's stayed with his brother in a number of different places in Beaumont and in Houston, including that location, according to public records that I looked at. So they were just securing that area, as far as I know at this point. No indication of any kind of explosive devices there that I've seen at this point.
Any final thoughts, Dave, before we let you go?
I just think there's still information to get about what the motive was here to attack specifically in New Orleans, but clearly this is a radicalized Islamic extremist act is what it appears. And, you know, I hope people are able to move forward and continue to enjoy the new year. But I understand the feeling that people have today of fear and concern. And that's why we need to get to the bottom of this and get this all kind of clearly described so that we can figure out how to protect ourselves going forward.
Thank you, David. We'll talk to you again soon. David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter. He and Katie Moore and the entire Channel 4 team, as did our team, did a great job yesterday. They have a lot of sources that they can lean on. The press conference, and Dave Cohen mentioned this earlier, that was scheduled for 10 o'clock. They often do not go off as planned. It was supposed to be at 10 o'clock. It has now been pushed back to 10:15. Governor Jeff Landry, officials from the FBI, LSP, NOPD, Louisiana State Police, NOPD, ATF, U.S. Attorney's Office, are providing an update on a terrorist attack that happened yesterday morning on Bourbon Street. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Walt Leger with New Orleans and Company about the national ramifications of this. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. I think it's traffic now.